This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Thornton, Thornton. Last name is Davis, Davis. Date of birth is 5/8/1928. Date of evaluation is 6/1/2022. HPI history page, psychiatric evaluation for cognitive assessment and management of insomnia. History of present illness. This is a 94 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 5/24/2022 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of urinary tract infection, encephalopathy, malignant neoplasm of prostate, insomnia, glaucoma, hypertensive, chronic kidney disease, atrial fibrillation, muscle weakness, difficulty walking, history of venous thrombosis and embolism, your patient was pleasant during my evaluation and reports that he's feeling okay. He could not tell me specific circumstances leading to his hospitalization, but he believed that he had blood clots in his left leg. He denied any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness, any paranoia, delusions. Here he acknowledged that he does have sometimes trouble falling asleep. He's on Trazodone 25 milligram HS. Period. He denied any suicidal ideation, intent, or plans. Period. He did not know the name of this facility and had difficulty recalling what city is he in, and he knew Biden as a president. He could recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, he reports that he was born in Alabama and came to Detroit when he was 19 years old. He reports that he worked for Ford Motor Company for 42 years. He states that he has two girls and two boys. He lived independently per staff. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported neurologic forgetfulness, psychiatric endocrine hemallergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior receipt of psychiatric hospitalization denied, social history, current relationship divorce, number of children per patient of four, current employment, retired from working at Ford Motor Company. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, vehicle form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habit, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, no family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Current medications, MAR reviewed, Trazodone 25 milligram HS. Blood pressure 96/65, pulse 65, respiration 17. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech clear, mood your thymic thought effect constricted thought processes, intact association, normal thought content, normal perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, patient did not know the name of this facility or today's date. Memory mildly impaired for recent events. Patient could recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Form of knowledge, fear, judgment, and insight limited. Sleep and appetite, fear, sleep, trouble falling asleep. Under assessment plan, primary insomnia 51.01, plans continued, trazodone as prescribed. Encourage patient to practice sleep hygiene. Number two, mild cognitive impairment, so stated G31.84. Number two, rule out unspecified dementia without behavioral disturbance, F03.90. Plans ongoing follow up with attending physician for medical management. Period. Patient does not seem to show any evidence of major depression or psychosis. Period. He does seem to exhibit mild cognitive impairment. And may benefit from family providing close supervision upon discharge. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of trazodone, risk benefit statement. Based on findings of my assessment above, steroid goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.